Let us begin by connecting heart to heart. All of those who will ever, ever hear or see this presentation. Heart to heart. The heart center of responsive love. The heart center that interrelates as a web of golden light. Everything and everyone in the universe, every planet, part of this golden web of light. And imagine the web in the foreground of your mind. And the energy behind the planets. That is, imagine the God or the Logos of each planet. Each of the seven sacred planets. The energy of that planet and of that being. And of those beings who are evolving on that planet. Imagine the relationship you have with these beings through this whole golden web that encircles the planet, encircles the whole solar system. Beauty. Perfected patterns holding each planet in its place. Life. Life abundant. Each planet representing some aspect of the love and the wisdom of this whole system, the solar system. And know that you are interlaced as a spiritual being, not only with your brothers and sisters on the Earth planet, but with everyone in all the planets as they evolve, as they reach out to us. There is special attention on our Earth planet at this time by the greatest, the very greatest of these creative beings. For the Earth is going through a major transformation. Since individualization came to humanity millions of years ago, this is the greatest transformation that's happened since self-consciousness was given to humanity by those from Venus who came to aid humanity in the next step in their evolution, to actually create a human kingdom. And so from the animal kingdom of the most evolved, there was a touch, a a magnetic pole of light that gave self-consciousness until everyone on the planet gained self-consciousness. Now this great transition that's creating such conflict, such violence, such resistance is from the solar plexus to the heart center, from the lower centers to the upper center, above the diaphragm, the heart. And no longer is human love accepted as just loving one person or one family or one set of friends. It extends equally to all humans as one family. And this is major for everyone to take the next step in achieving this consciousness of divine love from the heart, from the soul, from the heart of the sun, one might say, the heart of the sun. And imagine yourself perceiving, receiving, enthused with divine love coming into your heart. And this is joy. Feel the joy and the freedom, the serenity, the strength and the courage of this love from the heart. And everyone you think of who you love, at this moment, release any sense of what you think they should do or how they should do it, and give them free will, your perfect acceptance of them as the soul, no matter where they are on the ladder of evolution. Your acceptance of them, just as they are now. And visualize that person or these people standing in front of you. And you are saying to each one, I truly accept you and love you exactly as you are now. Exactly as you are. I no longer need you to change, to be different in any way. I am linking with you heart to heart, with no need to control, to be loved back, to dominate, only to let divine love, the love of the heart of the sun, prevail. And that is the soul. The heart of the sun prevails. And go from one to the next of those you are closest to or have been close to in the past. I love you exactly as you are now. And notice their eyes as you speak to them in this way. This is usually where you can best perceive their heart as it opens. The eyes. For with heart love, not solar plexus love, the heart, the higher love, is the master's love. You are stimulating their soul so that they too can love themselves how? Exactly as they are now. You are leaving them free to grow and expand in their consciousness because you have no need for them to do so. You are giving them full permission to be exactly as they are right now. That is the ground point for change. Now turn it around and visualize your personality in front of you. You looking at your personality from the soul. Really getting the soul's attention and looking at the personality. And somehow embracing it and all its efforts, all its struggle, all of its separation from you, to embrace the personality, the mind, the emotions, and the brain, and thus with your vision to infuse them with this unlimited, even though invisible, power. And then merge personality and soul as one great sun within your head. Yes. And then merge with your divine self. Soul and higher divine self. Silently saying, I see the greatest light. And then once again recognizing the golden path that leads to the dark blue disk. And walking with the group forward on the golden path together. We see the ivory doors opening into a room with three windows. And those windows are light and love and will. And there we meet the Master. Right here, right now, in this room with three windows. It is here that we enter because we are entering in silence, an inner silence. A certain stillness. We enter as souls united in purpose. We become aware of the deep blue, sapphire blue of the other selves in this room. That in this place of pure essence, love, there is no separation between us. For we stand as one. We experience ourselves as one. And we now become receptive to the Master. The love of the Master, who has voluntarily turned his back on greater light, on moving forward in order to assist us to move forward. The Master who has worked with us for a long time before we ever became aware of it. And the sun becomes brighter than ever. There is such a splendor of beauty and energy here. That we can remain silent. Now we're going to end with the great invocation that's barely sounded, almost whispered. The great invocation to invoke help for humanity. From the point of light within the mind of God, light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. from the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And a silent om rising to the crown center, and the M vibrating within your whole being. Within the room, within the heart, in the soul of all the new group of world servers. Become aware of the vibration of the universe. And feel the joy flowing into your whole life, into your future, into your past, and into this precious present moment. This is your life, joy and bliss and happiness, abundantly streaming into you. When you least expect it, morning or noon or night, or in sleep state or in dream state, the experience of joy and bliss and happiness. So be it.